Hi there. The word for you today is, it's all about him. For the last few days we've been dwelling in the most beloved of all psalms, Psalm 23. Today we are at verse 3, for thy name's sake. Ever ask, how could God use someone like me? Well, the psalmist answers, for his name's sake. Only one name counts, and it's not yours. You know, with the same intensity that God hates pride, he loves humility. His word says in James 4, verse 6, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So, today here are a few tips on staying humble. Number one, evaluate yourself honestly. Don't be like the beaver who told the rabbit as they stared up at the immense wall of Hoover Dam. No, I didn't actually build it myself, but it was based on an idea of mine. We smile, but the Bible says in Romans 12, verse 3, don't cherish exaggerated ideas of yourself, but try to have a sane estimate of your capabilities. And number two, learn to celebrate others. That's not always easy to do. Paul writes, Philippians 2, verse 3, don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. You know what? Every goal scored in life is usually a team effort. Be like the little boy who came home from the tryouts for the school play and announced, hey, Mom, I got the part. I've been chosen to sit in the audience and cheer. Hey, when you can do that, your head finally fits your hat size. And number three, don't announce your success before it occurs. Here's a verse worth quoting from 1 Kings 20, verse 11. One who puts on his armor should not boast like one who takes it off. When one of Charles Spurgeon's students proudly stepped up to preach, but came back down having failed miserably, Spurgeon supposedly said something like this, if you'd gone up the way you came down, you'd have come down the way you went up. God blesses our efforts only when they're done, quote, for his name's sake.